This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Continuing WABE's coverage of the fight against human trafficking in Georgia, a joint human trafficking study commission of the legislature is now out with a new report. And over the years, the legislature has been looking at child sex trafficking. This report includes an update on the fight against child sex trafficking, but also expands it to include human trafficking, whether for sex or labor. One of the members of both commissions, the earlier one and the one that has the new report, is Gwinnett District Attorney Danny Porter. Danny Porter, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be here. Thank you, Dennis.
You have raised some concerns, not about the fact that we have a problem with human trafficking or child sex trafficking, but you've raised concerns because we don't really have good numbers and you've questioned the numbers that we have. Over the last 3 years since the Child Sex Trafficking Task Force issued its report, have we gotten any better numbers, do you think?
No. Even initially, 3 years ago, I had questions about the methodology that was used to determine some of the numbers that were being used about the extent of the problem. And nothing that I saw during the course of the new meetings changed my mind about that.
But does that mean we don't have a problem? Or is that what you're saying, just to clarify here?
What that means is we don't know if we have a problem. And I want to say the same thing I said at the time of the meeting. Each individual case is a tragedy on a personal level to the victims. But the problem that we have is we don't know how many cases we have. And so we're allocating resources without really knowing what we're trying to solve. So, and that, to me, doesn't make sense.
And you have questioned specifically a study, the Shapiro Report, which was a big part of the Child Sex Trafficking Task Force
right.
3 years ago, which
right.
talked about a widespread problem. The Shapiro Report said a lot of it is actually in the suburbs.
But in a series of articles that were quoted or that were written in the Atlanta Journal, the research methodology of the Shapiro group was basically discounted. I think the quote was that the person would be laughed out of their department if they used that kind of research methodology. And I had some concerns about it initially, and then they've come through with some new research. And I think their methodology doesn't get to the conclusions they reach.
But in the meantime, we have passed a much tougher child sex trafficking law back in 2011.
Correct.
And because this is a crime that is conducted so much in the shadows, it is hard to get hard numbers. So isn't there a chicken or the egg problem here? I mean, how realistic is it to expect hard numbers when one of the ways we get hard numbers is through enforcement, and it's hard to do enforcement until we have hard numbers?
Well, I disagree with that. I think, first of all, your premise is that it's a crime that occurs in the shadows, and that's not exactly correct, because there are enough indicators within the system that if we were having the problem, I mean, go back to 2011 when the fundraisers were based on 300 girls a month being forced into prostitution. Well, if you had that many people being forced into prostitution, that's 3,600 girls a year. You would get warning signs in your juvenile courts where you had delinquencies. You would get warning signs in your misdemeanor courts where people were being charged, where there'd be an uptick in prostitution arrests. So I don't believe that the extent of the problem can't be measured.
So how do we do that now?
Well, I think we've got to combine a couple of things. Number one is I think it's part of the criminal justice reform. We've been talking about collecting statewide data in juvenile courts, and once that's completed, we can start to look at the data in the juvenile courts, which tells us something about underage girls being involved in the sex trade. The second thing is we can start to look through GCIC.
And GCIC is the Georgia Crime Information Council, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can start to look for the prostitution-related offenses and the numbers of arrests there, and you can get some idea of where things are located. As a matter of fact, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation is currently involved in a project to try and analyze statewide arrest data to try and really get a handle on the extent of the problem, because the problem is from an advocacy standpoint, we're being told there's this tremendous number of people. But when you talk to the law enforcement side of the coin, I mean, I can tell you in Gwinnett, since 2011, we've made 2 sex trafficking cases. As far as I know, Fulton County hasn't made any. The federal authorities, despite all the resources that were put into that, have made 4 in Gwinnett County, and 3 of those have been labor servitude cases.
Yet if you look at things like some of the online services and so forth, where there's that kind of nudge-nudge, wink-wink advertising going on, doesn't that tell you that somewhere out there, there are not just children, but adults, perhaps people who are brought here from other countries, being abused and misused and marketed for sex or labor?
It tells you there's a tremendous amount of prostitution going on. But I don't think you can make the next jump that there's the coercion into prostitution that's being done. And, you know, that's one of the problems I have when you talk to some of the advocacy side of it. I heard a word I'd never heard the other day, is that a person who voluntarily, there's no evidence of coercion, who enters into prostitution is called self-exploited. That doesn't make any sense to me. So I don't think you can draw the two parallels to say, if there's a lot of prostitution, there must be a lot of coercive prostitution. That's where our research is failing.
There's one question that's brought up by what you say when you say truly coerced. I asked the Attorney General this a couple of years ago. Are you saying that there are kids out there who want to be in this business? Can a child really make that determination?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I can tell you that we had a case in our juvenile court where a 16-year-old girl was performing sex acts in the bathroom of a high school and had 2 bodyguards who collected the money from the boys in the school. There's no evidence of parental coercion. There's no evidence of a pimp. There's no evidence of any coercion.
But can a child make that determination even if they think they can?
Well, legally, no. But you can't call it human trafficking unless there's someone trafficking them.
The task force report has a number of recommendations in it. We have just a second or two here, but it talks about sealing the records of children who were adjudicated before the new law was passed. It also calls for ensuring that people whose victims are adults are prosecuted under the tougher law, require the mugshot of people who are convicted of human trafficking to be published, those kinds of things. Do you think those recommendations are going to help not only prosecute the cases we do have, but figure out how many there are?
Well, they're probably not going to do much to figure out how many there are. I mean, they're fairly small steps, but I think they're important because they protect people who are truly coerced, and on the other hand, they're sort of publicizing the Johns or the demand side of it.
Gwinnett County District Attorney Danny Porter is a member of the Joint Human Trafficking Study Commission. Mr. Porter, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll be continuing to check with you.
Sure enough.